from Madison, Wisconsin, in the United States of global hegemony. It's Deviance Incast, with your host Eric P.
Y'all ready for this?
So powerful.
Pounds and not only pounds,
but clean to hear. Few heart-stopping seconds of anxiety.
I can't wait.
By a few weeks ago, shopping for some old video games. And I happened to look at the rap CD section and BAM! New Public Enemy.
Word.
Well, I love Public
Enemy.
Word. So I had to have it. Come to find out that Public Enemy had signed an exclusive deal to sell their new album only at Best Buy. Can you believe that? Well, anyway, the album has been released to the general public now, so while I'm still mad that a pioneering anti-RIAA group like Public Enemy would do such a dumb thing, I must say, go and get this new album from Public Enemy.
Word.
This album rocks. Like the best stuff from Public Enemy.
Word.
There are some tracks you just can't turn up loud enough. So, for instance, check out Bring That
Beat
Back.
Yeah. Flavor back in your face with the hot track, boy.
Bring that beat back.
Bring that beat back.
See, I played in Cincinnati with my whole head nappy. Made a rally in the street with nothing but a beat. Got a grudge against a judge, kick him out that seat. You are what you eat, yes. So what you eat, same message to your mind be. Self-defeating, sick and tired of being sick and tired of being beaten. So I'm dropping like it was way too hot and too fast. But hip-hop, too wop, a rock, a bop. I ain't here to hurt you, I don't hang in them circles. The government ain't got me yet, so y'all don't stop me. See, a stampede of fake cats running from Bill Cosby. What has he got to do with you doing you? Y'all know what? DJ Lord, give me that cut. Bring that beat back. That's what's up. Bring that beat back. Come on, that's what's up. Bring that beat back. Bring that beat back.
The beat go.
Yeah.
To the beat go. The beat go.
Truly free blacks gotta think outside the box. A hard that sign them up at Fort Knox. To die in Iraq, what you don't know, I rock. What you under a rock? What you under a rock? Old cats be begging us to bring that beat back. Each generation be thinking that the next one is whack. Jump started in the days of crack, R&B, Reagan, Danny Bush, 1980s.
Where the beat go?
I pray to God, I feel like I got a church in myself. Good God, I can't get no help. I say again, healthcare cut back, it is whack. Yeah, bring that beat back, come on.
The beat go.
Yeah.
To the beat, y'all.
Crystal clear.
The beat go.
The crystal clear.
Bring that.
They say the youth don't matter and the old don't mind. It takes a lot of spine to build all the young lines. Some of us get ghetto at the wrong damn time. Album what? We just make it one at a time, baby. To save another brother whose life on the line. A big shot to claim some rocks and some shine. Signs of a soul going solo, rob blind. A very small part of half the world's crime. Run away, child blown up by old landmine. Little ones still working in them diamond mines. So cats can say what's hers and what's mine. Diamonds is a girl's best friend, so why he crying?
To the
your
beat,
ass,
yo.
Why the hell is he crying?
To the beat, yo.
Bring back.
The beat, yo.
Listen to this. For all you MCs in a group. I said for all you MCs in a group. I said for all you MCs in a group. This is what we want y'all to do.
When y'all hear it getting near it and you recognize the lyrics, you train the refrain and you start to fear it. Escapism. Yeah, like today there ain't no racism. Obviously y'all ain't seen black folks on TV. Judgment calls made on behalf of you and me, or you and I do or die. I say an eye for an eye. Divide the line. Got the poor people paying for crime. Corporations getting paid off our jail time. Now y'all can tell Russell, yes, I knocked the hustle. Yeah. 2 million in lockdown. Under federal muscle, beyond the streets, these kids is always watching. Watching some of these jerks when they go berserk. So I work. Woo. DJ Lord, give me that cut. Bring that beat back, yeah. And that's what's up. DJ Lord, bring that beat back. Yo, Ab,
beat the drum.
Bring that beat back. Bring that beat back.
The beat go.
Come on now.
To the beat, y'all.
Yeah.
The beat,
y'all. Come on.
To the beat, y'all. The beat.
Yeah.
while Terminator X seems to be MIA, there is somebody from Public Enemy's past who is making another appearance.
Chuck D. from Public Enemy. Okay, well, it's nice to see you. How are you? You're, of course, a Public Enemy. I'm very offended. The world according to Public Enemy. Now, the things you guys do are rather controversial. Especially your last statement that you don't think America is... I find that very offensive. You don't think Western civilization will be up in arms and outraged by an action like this? Let's see who's on our telephone. Hey, hello.
Yes, hi. I'd like to say I don't agree with all that Chuck has to say, but I agree with most of it.
Is with Chuck D, a public enemy, so well. Hello.
That I do think that it's very easy for black youth to misinterpret any type of music.
Well, that's what disturbs me about Chuck D's message and the message of Public Enemy is... How important is it for you for the white audience to hear your words as well as the black audience?
You said that they were sexist. You said that they were anti-gay.
Right.
You said that they were anti-white.
That's correct.
You didn't point out anything positive.
That's right. You're making a statement that white people have hearts so cold they can't wait to lie.
That's not a song that said that. That was the counterpoint.
Well, I said when you do a song or when you say that.
You know, I'm glad that he was able to be there today and he was able to articulate his thoughts and, you know, what the meaning actually is behind his words. But wouldn't you agree that you were baiting people on and trying to create a little antagonism?
No, I was not. I was responding to my feelings based on what I read about.
Hey, speaking of good music, you know what song I've always liked?
Sweet dreams are made of these. Who am I? homemade chocolate fudge ice cream, maybe he would have passed something. I would speculate.
How can I help you?
Here's the problem. He can earn some extra credit if he enters a project in the Super Summer Science Fair.
All right.
I thought he was going to do something common like build a volcano, dissect a frog, or maybe run a light bulb off of his butt gas.
Is there something I can help you with regarding our product?
Why don't you just shut your yak trap and let me get a word in edgewise here, okay?
Okay.
Do we have an understanding?
Yes. Yes, sir.
Okay, like I was saying before I was rudely interrupted, last week I had him scrubbing the toilets with Lysol Plus Bleach bathroom cleaner when he noticed the warning label, and I quote, "Do not mix with other household chemicals such as products containing ammonia, toilet bowl cleaners, or acidic cleaners, as hazardous gases may be released." End quote.
That is correct.
Oh, really?
The interaction among various chemicals can produce toxic vapors, which can be harmful. So we recommend that you strictly adhere to the label.
No, what are you, a scientist all of a sudden? Sounds like you're reading that crap right out of a stinking textbook. Listen, I think it might be too late for that. His science project is called Fun with Mixing Household Cleaners, and he's up in his room right now.
Sir, that's dangerous. And we would suggest that you prevent him from doing it.
I'll tell you what I suggest. I suggest that you shut your trap and stop telling me how to run my household and raise my children.
Yes, sir.
He's locked in his room right now. He's mixing your stuff with 2,000 flushes, Lime Away, Pine Sol, Clorox, Soft Scrub, Drano, Tilex, Formula 409, the crap with the scrubbling bubbles. He's got some rain flying insect killer, Amoco Ultimate 93 octane gasoline, and some Fen-Fen.
Stop him immediately. It sounds like you could have the danger of fire or explosion.
Wait a sec. I'm on the cordless phone. I'm going to run upstairs right now, almost at the top of the steps. Oh, my God. Wait a sec. Do you hear the bubbling?
Yes.
There's all kinds of green ooze and hissing coming from out of his door.
Get everyone out of the house now.
Chauncey!
Get everyone out of the house and call 911.
Chauncey! Chauncey! Let me... Chauncey, let me in here, Chauncey! I'm starting to become overcome by the fumes. I can't breathe. I can't hold on to the phone any longer.
I was a substitute teacher. That's a kind of peculiar job because you never know when you'll be working day to day. You depend on a call from a school principal to wake you up in the morning. Let me describe it to you. A 10-degree winter morning in New York. I'm curled up on my bed in womb position having a sex dream invariably. Maybe not actually, but symbolically. Hot dogs chasing donuts through the Lincoln Tunnel. Whatever, it's a sex dream. Didn't you ever have that one? With the hot dogs dancing. Hey, Barbariba! And the donuts wearing garter belts. You never had that one, huh? Man, what are you people, freaks? I don't know. But the lipstick missing the lip. Anyway, when you're awakened out of a deep sleep, the person that wakes you up always asks, "Did I wake you?" And you deny it. No matter what kind of web you're removing from your mouth and eyes, you deny it. "You wake me, I was just lying down, man. I was just lying down. I was just lying down about 12 hours, I guess. It was a long lie down there. No, I was just lying." You know, people don't like to be caught napping at 6 in the morning. It could be a school principal, you know. So you ever overcompensate, try to sound awake in a hurry, you go, "Hello!" You go the other way. You don't know what's going to come out. Do you ever test your voice before you get on? Off phone, you know, "Hello, hello!" Ring, "Hello, hello!" Ring, "Hello, hello!" "Good morning, Mr. Klein. This is Mr. Torelli, Jefferson Junior High School." "Good morning, Mr. Torelli." "I didn't wake you, did I, Mr. Klein?" "Oh, Mr. Torelli, just reading the Bible." "Oh, good, Mr. Klein. Can you come in for Miss Pringle, our German teacher? She's absent this morning." "I don't speak any German." "No German at all?" "Sauerkraut." "Solid. Be there at 9:20.
Deviant Syncast is a production of the floating brain of Eric S. Piotrowski and is solely responsible for its content. This program is a joint venture of Writer's Tape Records and Garrison Mulheim. Our show is made possible by a grant from the Fargus Foundation. Some restrictions may apply. See Solar for details. Fight the power. Word.